headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Hannah with your 9am headlines. In local news, members of Moreton Bay's homeless population are alleging that they have been told by officials to vacate Pine River's showgrounds ahead of the town show. The group of 50 individuals have alleged that Moreton Bay Council advised them to leave the area surrounding Pine River's showground, but government officials have denied any request was made. Queensland Minister for Housing, Megan Scanlon, has said that the Morris government does not support the displacement of the state's homeless. These allegations come as Queensland's housing crisis has seen another concerning development. 45,000 Queensland residents are now awaiting social housing.
New research from the University of Queensland shows that more culturally responsive diversion programs are required to help prevent incarceration of First Nations children. Mundundanji woman Laurel Holland, PhD candidate with the NUQS School of Nursing, Midwifery and Social Work, led the research which analysed diversion programs across the nation. Findings showed that the programs that performed best were those that addressed the complex needs of Indigenous children, supported their emotional well-being and used Indigenous-led culturally responsive practices. According to Holland, only 10 of the 31 analysed programs acknowledged areas including Indigenous connection to land, culture, spirituality, ancestry, family, and community.
In national news, researchers from Australian National University have identified that the shape of a person's kneecap may be a marker for osteoarthritis. The study investigated the causes of osteoarthritis, which causes swelling and stiffness in the joints, and found that individuals with osteoarthritis in the knees presented with differences in the shape and surface of the kneecap. Associate Professor Laura Wilson said that although women suffering from osteoarthritis often report more severe symptoms than men, the cause of this is not well understood, and the study has found no significant differences in the knees and joints of female and male participants.
A team from Sydney's Macquarie University is genetically engineering common flies, which could be used in commercial settings such as waste facilities, to consume more organic waste and help reduce emissions of planet-warming methane gas. In a paper published recently, the team outlines their hopes for the research, which could see black soldier flies help cut down on methane gas, which is produced when organic waste is broken down. Dr. Maciej Maselko from the Animal Synthetic Biology Lab at Macquarie says the insects may be the next frontier in combating food waste problems.
In international news, a report from the New Zealand government has found that 1 in 3 people were abused while in government or religious care. The Royal Commission into Abuse in Care determined that between the years of 1950 and 2019, 200,000 New Zealanders were found to be the victims of abuse, including young people and vulnerable adults, some of whom were later trafficked. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has told survivors that they no longer have to suffer alone, while announcing a formal apology would follow in November, though the Commission has proposed that the government should employ meaningful changes to prevent further harm.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org/news.